In Pennsylvania, this is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. We have reached the end of the semester, and that means trying out my new idea, which is a recap episode, because up until this point we've had 11 episodes so far, and typically I have 12 songs in a playlist, so I thought, why not just go back through all the themes we've done so far, and do one more song for each of them. So when I started this, it was March 7th, and I named the episode Still Here. It had no real theme, but it was just like, yep, we're back, despite all the craziness. So the song I got for that was Still Into You, because both of them have still, and I get more creative later. What's next? It was anti-Valentine's Day because it was a certain holiday that I still can't say on the radio, so I played all, like, love songs about, like, it not working out, so I got one for that, kind of. It's Love Buzz by Nirvana, off the first album I ever listened to in its entirety, which was Bleach, which probably is not most people's first album to listen to in its entirety. But I think this song's pretty good. I think it still works with the theme, but here it is at the end of the semester. Mm-hmm. I always thought that song had kind of a, like, vaguely Egyptian style to its riff, like a cartoon Egyptian. Well, whatever, what's next? So, on March 21st, I did French Bread and Poetry, because I think it was, like, both those days, it was French Bread Day and Poetry Day, so I only had, like, 3 French songs and then a bunch of songs with poetry, so why not do another French song? Here's Gestalt with Movi Mundi, which I found off a big French post-punk playlist, and I thought, yeah, this one's kind of cool, why not play it? That was weird, but, you know, in line with the rest of the show. So on March 28th, 1 week after that, I did Weed Appreciation, which I thought that was 420. I think I made that joke back then, too. This next song is going to be really on the nose for Weed Appreciation, almost to a silly point. I'm a little ashamed, but, you know, I still got to play it.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
What did I do on April 4th? That was When Else Would I Play That Day, which basically just means there were no good theme days, so I just decided to like go through my playlist and find songs I hadn't played before. I kind of did that here again. I went up to the Postal Service, and I only know Such Great Heights from them, and I found the song Nothing Better. And I don't know when I'd play a song called Nothing Better. Maybe like, I don't know, if they had National Best Day Ever. This is a thing of sarcasm, but here's the Postal Service.
Someone please call the surgeon who can crack my
trying to stall for time, I had an actual theme day the next week, which was 8-track day, which was a challenge because I had to find all songs between, I think, 1954 and 1980, all like the high point of 8-track before it was replaced by cassette. So I went back and I found a Joy Division song from 1979, which is odd to me because their song is very 80s. I guess they're like one of those bands that they did it first, you know? They pioneered the way and kind of went underappreciated. So here's Disorder. So next week is where it gets weird, because the name of the episode was, and I quote, "I went nuts." And I did. I think I played, like, Alice in Chains right before an entire 8-minute Thrash Bomb song. I played Brimful of Asher after that. It was nuts. I just, like, there was no theme. I just, like, yeah, whatever I want to play, I don't care. I'm stressing out because of deadlines, so... In honor of that, let's play some Vaporwave, which is probably the weirdest thing I play on this show. So here's Real Estate by Waterfront Dining. The week after that, I calmed down a bit, and I found the theme Kiss and Make Up, which was all bands that had horribly broken up and don't like each other anymore. And for this song that I picked for the recap, I kind of cheated, because I don't think there's that much animosity between these people, even though the band broke up. I do know, however, that Jack White has pretty infamous anger issues, especially at the Black Keys. So we're going to play The Hardest Button to Button by the White Stripes, because Jack White refuses to be in a band with anyone else. He just wants people to feature on his songs. The week after that was Astronomy Day, which in terms of me finding new music was probably the best success, because that doesn't always happen on this show, but a lot of those bands I really liked. We had some good songs. We played Oily Way by Gong, The Astral Project by Orange Goblin, a lot of fun stuff. So I went back to the Wikipedia page for space rock, and I found another band. This is a band called Air Supply, or Sweet Trip. Okay, it's Sweet Trip. I can tell by the things on the side. So this is a song called Air Supply, and the lead singer is a lady. So didn't have any of those during Space Day, but we do now. So here is Air Supply. ¶¶ That one was cool. That's probably going on my playlist. I liked that one a lot. After that, we did the Mother's Day episode where I played all songs that I associate with my mom. And this is one I missed because I distinctly have memories of her, like, we're in the car and this would come on and she'd, like, tell me about how her dad liked it and how it always made her think of her dad. And kind of by proxy, now it always makes me think of my mom telling me that story. So in my head, it'll probably, like, remain a mom song, even though to her it was a her dad song. So here's Mary Hopkin. No S.
Now we're
I learned when I was looking that song up, I learned that there's an original version done by a Russian woman, and I was like, should I play that? I was like, nah, that's probably not nice. So last week, 1 week ago, to the second, I was doing Pick an Artist Day, because there were no good theme days again, so I just went through the playlist, you find a bunch of artists, and I find a song that I didn't know by them, and that was kind of a success. And we're going to do that again, but it's going to be a little faster, because we got Sabotage with The Price You Pay off Hall of the Mountain King, and the title track to that album is really great. If you were around for last season, you know I played that, like, right in the middle. And that season had so many episodes. But here's more Sabotage. We've gotten up to this week, which had no theme other than recap, so why not end it on something happy, but also kind of odd for the show? And I'm not going to say it, I'm just going to let it play. So let's get to it. All right, that's the show, and that's the season. And I'm not going to say it's been a weird couple weeks, because everyone's been saying that, and I'm tired of hearing about it. But tune in next fall for probably the same time, if I can get it, for more Sounds Like Nonsense. And I'm going to go work on my finals. Bye-bye.